Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And Ransom, it's big business right now. And wow, please like, subscribe, comment on the video. And today we have a sponsor, Hillcrest Energy Technologies. Let's get right into it. You know, we talked about this a little bit last week because of the auto industry being shut down, but these ransomware attacks that are happening are getting to be more and more profitable right now. Now, here's the thing. CDK, the software company, this has crippled the automotive industry. It is anticipated that there has been billions of dollars lost right now, because they cannot write service orders, they cannot sell cars, they can't do financing. And what they've had to do is the car industry has had to go out and write contracts by hand lately. Now, guys, I remember when, you know, I would buy cars because I've got a few years on most of you, and people would, you know, they would type up the sales orders. They would type up the financing orders. That's what they're having to do right now. And you would have thought that these guys are using, you know, tablets and a chisel to do this. They have such a problem with it. But what's happening is that CDK says enough is enough. Because what they did was they got hit with an attack, and then some, you know, executives start negotiating with them and got lippy because, hey, he's a big bad car guy. He's going to tell you how it is. And they said, oh, really? And then they just put the hammer to the floor. Now, if you've bought a car from a dealership in the last few years and you had one of these dealerships, your data has been stolen. And I have had so many people reach out to me and say, Dan, this is horrible because our personal information. Did you finance it through the dealership, guys? They got your social. They got your home address. They got your phone number. They got your workplace. They got everything that they would need, that a bad guy would need, to go out and to finance a new lifestyle in your name. So you can sit there and say it's no big deal. This is huge, guys. These Eastern European hackers that have done this have just done such a huge number when it came to the CDK, you know, hacking. And again, a 1-2 punch. When I talked about it initially, well, it looks like, you know, things are coming back online. And then they're not. They're going to have to pay tens of millions of dollars. And they're trying to put the money together right now to pay these people off. So, you know, how do you expense, ransom attack? Seriously. And it gets sent. This is the thing that I don't understand. You have to send it to them via wire transfer. Oh, no, we want Bitcoin. Okay, well, whatever. However they're going to get paid, it's got to be traceable in some way. Now, United Health had a ransom attack earlier this year. And the problem with it was initially they wanted $50 million for this. Now, they went back and forth with them, but all your health data, if you are a customer of United Health, your personal information, if you've had lab work done there, they know what lab tests you had. If you had a pregnancy test and you want to keep it quiet, if you had a sexually transmitted disease, you wanted to keep it quiet, not quiet anymore. A third person has that. How do you feel about that? Okay, HIPAA laws, forget HIPAA laws. California is so big on that here, as far as making sure that you don't talk about stuff like that. You don't, you know, patient privacy. It's ridiculous. These companies have jeopardized you and I like never before. But United Health, they ended up paying the bad guys, it looks like the same group, $22 million. So again, ransom attacks are huge. Big business, big money. None of us can afford this, and it will shut your business down. But when do you sit there and when do you start to protect yourself when you have a database of clientele? Seriously, what's going to be the thing that's going to make people go, yeah, we should work on this? Because it's happening all the time right now. So the CDK problem, you know, I feel for the auto dealers because, you know, they've had a difficult time in 2024. You could lie to yourself. You can sit there and say, oh, the economy's booming. It's not. You get, you know, a live fish on the hook and you want to close that deal and then you can't. Oh my God, how awful is that? Because the problem with it is that, let me tell you something about the auto industry. People get diverted. Their attention gets diverted. You need to get them while they're hot, so to speak. and you need to close that deal now. So I'm walking through, traipsing through the mud right here. So absolutely fascinating, but they're gonna pay. Who knows what they're gonna pay? But again, when do you sit there and protect us? When do you sit there and say, okay, we're not gonna do this, and this is not gonna be a problem? There have been so many cities, the city of Cleveland right now is still down because of a ransom attack. And again, defiant, bitching, totally cool people involved in the city of Cleveland. And guess what? The ransom attackers, they don't care. They're gonna shut them down, and they're gonna keep them shut down and start releasing personal data and stuff like that. But when does the city get crippled when they can't collect money for a water bill, or they can't take money for a building permit or a business license or anything else? Can't charge for their parking meters, okay? It's that stuff, guys. So the CDK fraud that's being perpetrated on them, and the extortion payment, it's getting wild, guys. It's gonna only get bigger. So let me know what you think about that so far. Audio. Here's something to think about, because this is the opposite of what they thought was going to happen. Sweden went from basically a cash society to a cashless society, and crime has gone rampant. Now, it's not strong arm robberies. It's not shaking people down when they purchase things. It's the fact that people are going into people's digital accounts when they do transactions and stealing from them. And the kronor is their currency, and people are just getting ripped off. Simplest purchases, and they're going after these people because they're not used to this. And people are very trusting, and you don't want to be trusting right now. Don't give anybody anything. The advantage to going to a flea market, this is what started this conversation, was if you go to a flea market or the swap meet, you know, and you carry cash with you, that's it. That's what you can get robbed for the cash in your pocket. Okay? Well, the problem with these people, these digital thieves, is that they're sophisticated, and they're coming after people more and more and more. So it's awful, guys. Absolutely awful. Next thing, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven, the convenience stores. You've been there. It's funny. I was at a 7-Eleven today. I was at a 7-Eleven 2 days ago. So there are right now 272 7-Elevens closing here in the United States right now. Well, why is that? People aren't buying convenience stores. They're not buying gas. They're not buying sodas and a Diet Coke and the lottery tickets. No, it's the labor costs. And the prices are too high. And the per ticket transaction is absolutely off. So, you know, you'd walk in there, you'd see a bag of chips. I'll get the candy bar too. I'll get this. You know what? Let me get a coffee and an extra soda. Not anymore, guys. People are not spending the money like they did, you know, 6 months ago. Now, Richard sent me a great photo, because I've had this experience to me where Richard's son went to a barbecue joint and said, gosh, Dad, the menu was kind of confusing. I sit down for lunch at a barbecue place at $47 later for his lunch. So look at that, guys. Isn't that nice? Tray, you know, plastic utensils, paper plate. It's nuts, guys. It's nuts. It's funny. Barbecue joints have really gotten out of control. The price to eat out is nuts right now. And I'm telling you guys, you have to be vigilant wherever you go. You have to, it's funny, vigilant with pricing right now. You have to pay attention to everything. And it makes you look like a cheap guy. It does. But how much is this? How much is that? My favorite thing was, I was with my son at the restaurant that he works at, and he recommended this one waitress. We want her to work our table, and she came over, and drinks were ordered by everybody. And hey, do you guys want this? Oh, you want a Bloody Mary? Do you want this on it, this on it, and this on it? Yeah. And he said, God, that was brilliant. Do you understand? She just added $10 to that drink by requesting that. And if you want that. So the suggestive selling that these people do, you know, and again, it was a celebration, so it wasn't like I was sitting there going, whoa, 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 how much is that going to be? Didn't do that. Probably should have. But you have to look at this stuff right now, guys, because it is just getting worse and worse and worse. And Richard's son, sorry, man, that's awful to get that, you know, shock when you get to the register. Let's talk about our sponsor, Hillcrest Energy Technologies. Now, this is an exciting company for a lot of reasons, but it's very simple. Their ticker symbol is HLRTF. This is a pre-revenue company. They have a patented product that they have gone public with, and it's very exciting. Now, whether you believe it or not, we're going to have green technology around us. We're going to have the auto industry continue. The biggest problem with the auto industry when it comes to EV cars and when it comes to solar energy on your home or a solar farm is the loss of energy between the solar panels and the inverter. When the inverter gets it, there is a loss of power. Now, an inverter is the product that converts AC electricity to DC and DC to AC. Now, one thing that Hillcrest has done, and they've worked 3 years on this, is they have an inverter that has zero loss of power. Every single inverter, from the ones on your house to the ones in your EV car, have a power loss. It's been the biggest problem. This company invented something that has a zero power loss from the conversion. Zero power loss in the conversion, which makes it very exciting. The advantage to this is that this technology is patented. You couldn't reverse engineer it if you took it apart. It's something that they own, and they are out right now getting strategic partners and setting the company up for growth. They spent over $20 million to develop this. And what they did a marriage between software and hardware and created this technology. And it's not something that China can just duplicate or any other manufacturer can duplicate. This is something that they have the exclusive on, and it's very, very exciting because, for example, every EV car out there, regardless of the model, would save an average of $2,200 an EV. That's amazing. That's huge with this one technology. The other thing is, regardless of what happens with solar on homes, if that is a thing of the past or if it continues, you're still going to have the solar farms. You know, my kids' schools all had solar farms put on them. Now imagine this, the average solar farm could save over $10 million with this technology and not having the loss of energy. So the advantage to this is that Hillcrest is in talks with several car companies, several manufacturers right now. They're setting up partnerships. This is a company that has a very low market value of under $30 million, guys. Once again, pre-revenue, very exciting, something to look at, but this is on board of how do you save money? This is it right here. And that's what Hillcrest came up with. So take a look at it today, do your own due diligence. But the thing about this that makes it incredibly exciting is technology making it so that you can save money because there's gonna be cars made. You know, think about this. Think of Tesla and the fact that they sell 150,000 cars a year. Think about the savings on $2,200 a vehicle. That's where Hillcrest is at. The technology from their CEO to their chief technical officer, they've created something amazing. Take a look at this today. It's exciting. HLRTF is the ticker symbol. And once again, guys, pre-revenue, but very exciting for this, okay? Company has a value under $30 million right now, and it's trading right at about 30 cents right now, guys. So you can't get it, you know, it's not an expensive stock, but this could be something that if they had a major announcement with one of their partnerships, the sky's the limit, guys. So take a look at Hillcrest Energy Technologies today, and I'll see you guys soon. I'm gonna finish this video with these last couple stories. Ashish wrote me that he was in his Honda dealership and been waiting for his car to be done. And again, 3 days, nothing they can do, Dan. Just sitting there watching and waiting, and they can't diagnose problems, can't fix anything. A real, real problem. Stellantis is gonna have more layoffs, guys. Stellantis is just done. You know, this car company is a shell of what it used to be, and they've had nothing but problems. And now, you know, the executives are writing stories in the Auburn Hill location, and this is going to be bad for Detroit. Yeah, it's going to be bad for anybody when you have massive layoffs. But the CDK problem does not help car dealers and car manufacturers either, because you're not going to buy anything right now. This can take months. Once they get the switch turned back on, it's not going to get turned back on in a day and get fixed. It's going to be a problem for a very long time. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me all your stories at hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you real soon.